Hello, and welcome to Paper to Podcast, where we inflate the brainiest topics until they burst with knowledge. Today, we're unraveling a study that's all about the smarts of our artificial amigos' computer brains, also known as language models. Picture this, a collection of party balloons, each vying to be the highest flyer. You might think the secret is in the helium, or maybe the rubber's stretchiness, but there's a twist. It's actually about how well a balloon can scrunch itself into the tiniest, neatest package when it's not bobbing in the air. In the techie twist of our tale, these balloons are language models, and the scrunching is their ninja-like skill to compress heaps of information into teeny-tiny digital spaces. In the paper, titled "Compression Represents Intelligence Linearly," Yuzhen Huang and colleagues have blown up a brainy balloon of an idea. The better these computer brains are at squishing down data, the sharper their silicon synapses. Published on April 15, 2024, the research dives deep into the digital IQ of these language models. Let's say we have a computer brain that's kind of middle of the road, scoring a cool 50% on language tasks. This average Joe can press text down to about 0.54 bits per character. But then, we've got the Einstein of computer brains, scoring a whopping 70%, and it's a compression champion at 0.52 bits per character. In the grand scheme of gigabytes, that's a gigantic leap. How did our intrepid team of researchers arrive at these findings? They gathered a gang of language models from diverse digital dynasties and set them to the task of crunching down text from different domains. Knowledge and common sense, coding, you name it. They even snagged the freshest data from places like GitHub and ArcSiv to keep things clean, avoiding any sneaky data leakage. Compression was measured in bits per character, with a sliding window approach to catch every last bit of efficiency. And for a fair fight, they kept the context window consistent across all contenders. Intelligence wasn't just a gut feeling. It was quantified by task performance scores, all averaged out like a balanced diet of digital challenges. Yuzhen Huang and the gang weren't playing around. They checked for any overfitting shenanigans using the min-k percent prob method, ensuring their scores were as reliable as a two-factor authentication. The strength of this paper lies in its deep dive into the data pool. They didn't just pick any language model off the digital street. They went for a mix, from different organizations and with different architectures, like the mixture of experts. It's like hosting an intergalactic party and ensuring every planet is represented. The real kicker? They found a near-linear correlation between intelligence and compression, with Pearson correlation coefficients chilling around the minus 0.95 mark across various domains. That's like saying the more you learn about space, the less likely you are to win at Alien Monopoly. It's that predictable. But it's not all rainbows and butterflies in data compression land. There are limitations, of course. The study found that while the models were geniuses at squishing data, individual task scores could be as unpredictable as a cat on a hot tin roof. Now, what's the real-world application of this brainy breakthrough? It's pretty simple. If you want a language model that's as clever as a fox, look for one that can compress data like it's stuffing a suitcase for a weekend trip with a month's worth of clothes. They tested models from all over the digital map, and the results were as consistent as the toast landing butter side down. So, whether you're a coding whiz or a math maestro, the takeaway is clear. Big brains squish info better. And that's a wrap on today's episode. You can find this paper and more on the paper2podcast.com website. Keep your balloons floaty and your data squishy, folks.